It is a beautiful Monday.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Where?
Back to work.
Back to work.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
I'd rather be anywhere than here.
Hashtag grr Mondays.
Oh, come on now.
Let's try and keep a positive perspective on all this, okay?
Okay, sure. I'm positive.
I don't want to be here.
Touché.
Okay, then.
Let the freak show begin.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
No, not grr Mondays. Yay, Mondays. It's the start of a new week. At least for me. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. Mary and I have been conversing through email and texts, and we've come up with something new. Instead of fake news, you know, good for Trump for pointing that out and getting the truth out about what we are seeing and hearing. But you have your CCP, the Communist Chinese Party. Now we have the TPP. The TPP? Come on. The propaganda press? I need to copyright that or something. The propaganda press. Yeah. Hey, log on to 991fmtalk.com today. Answer today's poll question. Has our military become too political? Especially when it comes to things like social media. If you don't know about the things that Tucker Carlson said, well, you can go on to my site, 991fmtalk.com. And you can check out the little tete-a-tete right there. So, you know, here's something to think about. Law enforcement has to wear body cams now to help people understand what they go through when they have these altercations with people. Maybe we all should just start wearing body cams as well. What do you think? I wouldn't mind doing that. Oh, Bob, sorry, just got this text. I'm listening on my way to Renown. My wife went and got the Moderna jab Friday morning. On Saturday morning, the shakes, etc., started, and after 3 hours, I had to call 911, and she was admitted, and they are scratching their heads. Mm-hmm. I wish more people would find out the truth about these. I know that Bob, she did the Moderna, but here's another country. Ireland is now suspending the AstraZeneca vaccine because they're finding more and more blood clots. So we're going to continue to see this roll out. This is not a vaccine. Even Dr. Fauci has said it. It doesn't keep you from getting COVID. It doesn't keep you from spreading COVID. So they still want you wearing double masks. It doesn't do anything except, well, we've seen the risks involved. Every single day, we are getting more reports of young, healthy people, even just healthy people, dying from these vaccines. I just want to shake everybody by the shoulders, and I know I can't because you never lay your hands on anybody for any reason. But it is a virus that has a 99.6% survivability. There are 5 different therapeutics that will cure this when caught quickly. This is just unbelievable. And Fauci is on the weekend TPPs, the propaganda press shows, pushing that there's going to be more pandemics. Well, of course there's going to be more. We live and survive every day with viruses and germs and all this garbage all around us. But because of the garbage we're putting in our bodies, we can't fight them off. Wow. This is why you have to go to the news outside of this country. Go on to my website, 991fmtalk.com, my webpage. I'm trying to keep up and put all this stuff up there for you. Just look at it and share it. And when your friends say, I don't believe it, well, guess what? The fear, the propaganda has worked on them. And we just have to work harder. Because I can guarantee you, the next fake pandemic that is going to roll along here, we're going to lose even more than we've already lost. Nicholas, thank you so much for holding on, letting me get my rant out there. Nicholas St. John joining us once again after accidentally got dropped in the last hour. And of course, if you're just now joining us, you missed Stephen's story about going into the Apple Store. He's a recent transplant from Seattle, Washington to Carson City. And I wish he had a better welcome. Nicholas is one of the founders of Washoe Patriots, the organization that is really coming to the rescue of Americans. Nicholas, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
What did you think of Stephen's story?
You know what? That's a story that we hear all the time. And so at the Washoe Patriots, both our website, our emails, we have a way, once you get into our system as joining us, I have written really over a dozen emails that talk about places of public accommodation that basically store owners don't even know that because they have a permit from the city or a license that they have been entered into an agreement to treat the public through a public accommodation, which is set by the federal government, that they have to equally treat everyone without discrimination. And what they did was, what the Apple Store did was they discriminated against him either through the Civil Rights Act of 1964 or the ADA. And while he has a card or a statement from his doctor, they have violated his rights. What we teach, which you were just talking about, body cams, and I introduced to the group Saturday a set of glasses that record all of your interaction, both video and audio. I'm telling you, and this is
They're not put out by Apple, are they?
No, they're not.
Oh, good. Okay, just checking.
right, but no, they. You know, they're 720p. But the nice thing about it, where a body cam, you know, you can turn your head and look someplace else, and the body cam doesn't catch that. With this, wherever you're looking, it's caught on video and audio. And so it's a way to start recording this. We teach people as soon as you end up with any kind of engagement, start the recording. For Stephen, on our website under Patriots and Documents, there's a document there from the Constitutional Law Group, which we pulled down. I rearranged it so it's easier to write on. And put in your name, and on the back of it is the Washoe Patriots step-by-step. Start the recording, get their name, their employee number, make sure you verify who they are. Otherwise, they could be anyone, right? Someone can walk up to you in the store and go, you have to put on your mask. No, you don't. even if they're a store owner, you don't have to comply. It's a medical device, and it's defined by the FDA as a medical device. And unless you're a medically licensed professional in this state, you become someone who's practicing medicine without a license. And all of
right,
those
Nicholas,
are
but where does offenses. Where does the private property of business owners come into play that, you know, if they have their store, it's like Texas lifting the mask mandate. just because the Texas governor lifted it doesn't mean that businesses have to lift it, because there are some people out there and some businesses that are just totally buying into all of this. Where do their rights come into play?
Well, their rights are what they call store policy. However, we teach that their store policy is limited in that it cannot override the Constitution, cannot trample on your First Amendment rights or your Fourth Amendment rights. It also cannot undo your civil rights, and you cannot be discriminated against. So while they have a store policy, they cannot have Fistfight Fridays, Pickpocket Tuesdays, and Search and Seizure Saturdays. Those are, you just can't have those. They do not get to override the federal and state and even city and county ordinances. So that's an education on them. We just published a new flyer that actually starts educating businesses. And so we have a group of people who will be going out business to business to start educating them, letting them know we're behind them, letting them know what their rights are, because it's their right to run a business. And the federal government can't take that away from them, because it's in Article 6 of the Constitution, among other places, that says you have the right to your property. And your business is your property.
So what do we do about these giant corporations like Apple that are trampling on people's rights? I mean, do you start protesting outside of them? Do you start letter writing campaigns? Do you start boycotting the products? Well, what do you do?
You know, boycotting is very effective. And I just heard from someone the other day that a number of things are down from shipping from Amazon because people are starting to boycott. And so boycotting is very effective. Protesting. No one likes to be in the news for all the wrong reasons. And so when you can get a group of people and go protest peacefully, which is your right to do, in front of their store, get some signs and say, these guys discriminated against me, and we recommend that you do not shop here. And so that's your right as a citizen to inform others that are coming in. You can't block them. You can't keep them from going in. But you can at least educate them and let them know something is just not right here and that they should consider taking their business somewhere else.
Well, you know, if anybody needed to be boycotted or protested, it would be Adam over at the Apple store who, you know, literally tells somebody who passes out, who has a letter from a doctor, says can't cover the nose, you know, tells them that I don't care after they pass out. I think that'd be the perfect person to start with. Sorry. That's
absolutely
just my opinion.
And, well, and you know, that's why we have on our site the affidavit of notice of discrimination. You can file that. It goes two places. It goes to your sheriff's department, and then it also goes to the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. They're supposed to, now I'm not saying they will, but they're supposed to investigate every single act of discrimination that's reported. Now, again, we know that for some reason, there's people that don't care about their constitution, they don't care about the U.S. code, they don't care about ordinances, they don't care about the NRS and the statutes today. But even in the statute, he had every right, but had he been armed to let them know that Directive 024, Section 7, Paragraph 3, according to the governor, says that if you cannot wear a mask because of medical condition, you are exempt. Now, they ask you to do an alternative, like a face shield or something like that, but it's not mandatory. And then a lot of times they will ask, do you have any documentation? According to HIPAA and this 024, Section 7, Paragraph 3, you are not required to produce any document that says that.
Oh. You know, the information is just so good that you put out. But still, the corporations out there, I think that Apple just pretty much put it out there. I think the perfect statement is, I don't care. So many people care about other people's rights. They don't care about other people's health conditions. How do we fix
that is,
this,
you know,
Nicholas?
Getting that on tape, getting them recorded saying that puts them in a – and by the way, people think that because they work for a corporation that when they violate your rights or discriminate against you, they're protected by Apple. I'm telling you, they are not, because Apple has an anti-discriminatory clause in all of the deals that they, when they sign you as an employee, you promise not to discriminate. So as soon as they do, that removes them personally out underneath the Apple corporate umbrella and puts them into in the crosshairs of a one-on-one person against person lawsuit, which we need to start filing. We need to have more and more people stepping up saying, you violated my rights, and now I'm going to find an attorney. By the way, Joey Gilbert is, you know, our local guy. You can also take this to, you know, what he should have done was, if he'd have known, right? That's why we have this organization to educate people. The Constitutional Law Group is a nationwide group, a network of attorneys that will fight for your constitutional rights. And they have an emergency phone number, which you can call saying it's an emergency. And they get to speak with whoever it is that's violating your rights to let them know that they, you know, there could be a lawsuit.
What's their website again?
It's Constitutional Law Group. I don't know if that's constitutionallawgroup.com or they're listed on our site under websites. And that gives you, you know, the information from them. Also, on the page for notice of discrimination, their number is on that page as well.
Yeah. More people have to really start stepping up and stepping forward. This is
yeah,
too much for some people to handle.
For Stephen.
Yeah.
It is.
I think that is just, that's a horrific story. And I'm embarrassed that I'm sitting here on Apple products. I can't afford to replace everything, but let me tell you, when these things start failing, they're not going to be replaced with Apple products.
Absolutely. I'm the same way.
Stick around through this next break because I have another question about businesses for you, okay?
All right, I'll be here.
Thank you, Nicholas. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. As Fauci is out there saying that, well, you know, a new lockdown may come around if we lift these restrictions too quickly. He's even moving the goalposts on social distancing. The numbers are out. It's not a pandemic. Even the WHO came out with that. This is why are people still listening to freak show Fauci? I just don't get it. Nicholas St. John joining us right now with Washoe Patriots, washoepatriots.com. Nicholas, do we have any type of list or anything put together yet that shows the businesses who are respecting people's rights?
Yes, we've started that list. I don't have it published yet because I'm still waiting for permission from a few businesses, but that list is growing. And as we reach out to more and more businesses, and listen, we know that businesses are afraid. I was in the local Ace Hardware store here, and I had called them ahead of time and said, look, I have a medical exemption. I don't wear a mask. I shop there a lot and want to make sure that everything's okay. And they informed me that they had two strikes against them from the city, because people had reported others, snitches, that someone was in their store without a mask. And so they had been apparently visited by the city with this pressure to, with threats to pull their license. And eventually they, so I went over, tried to comply with everything they had, and they said, you know what, you can come in. Now that we know you have a medical exemption, we just write it down that there's a customer in here with a medical exemption, which, you know, I talked to them about the 024 Section 7, Paragraph 3, as that is an exemption from the governor. And so they have, you know, found a way to accommodate those of us, and so they're going to be added to the list. But it's working with them. They're afraid. We need to show them that we're behind them, we'll support them, and we'll do business with them because they are respecting our rights. So, yes, we're getting a list of those companies, and we will pretty soon, probably sometime this week, be able to start publishing under businesses the list of people who are saying, look, we want you to come to our business. We will respect your rights as, you know, as an American or, you know, anyone who walks in, you're the public, is part of the public accommodation, and you have the right to be there. So, yeah, we're trying to put together that list. If anyone knows about a business, you know, get to Washoe Patriots, contact us through our text messaging service or through emails. And let us know who they are. We'll be glad to reach out to them. And we now have a sticker that goes on their door that says, it has a Washoe Patriots logo. It says supported business with our website on it. So people will start knowing, oh, look, here's a business that is supported by the Washoe Patriots, and they're friendly to people who are just trying to live their lives.
Well, and if people aren't inundating the Washoe County commissioners and the Reno City Council people and the Spark City Council people and starting to make waves, you know, these people have to know you are not going to put up with this any longer. And any politician out there who is supporting this, you know, and giving that lame excuse, it's the governor's orders, none of them should be reelected or elected to any office anywhere. Because this,
you know,
is,
that's exactly right,
is an atrocity. You have to start making those phone calls, sending those emails, and you don't just do it once. Nicholas, everybody has to do it every single day. Nicholas St. John, thank you so much for staying on and just for doing what you're doing, for truly helping people understand what their rights are and how they can take them back. Because I know businesses are afraid, but you know what? There are also businesses that aren't afraid, like Code Coffee. There are other businesses that aren't afraid. Support those businesses. Nicholas, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time today.
You bet.
This is what you have to do. Not only as a resident of Nevada, but as an American citizen. Because Fauci and all the rest, this has been planned out for decades. And this is just the beginning. Fauci will be the first one to tell you, and so will Bill Gates. We'll be back after this Fox News break. And when we come back, we'll have a winner from the contest. That's right. 884-9910. Caller number 5 right now. You are going to get that delicious marshmallow or peanut butter filled bunny from the chocolate shop. Yeah, no hollow garbage here. We got the good stuff on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Excuse me, gosh, sitting here just reading my emails and I lose my voice. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Check out today's poll question. Has the U.S. military become too political? Are they bowing down to the woke crowd? Today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Friday's poll question also brought to you by Nissan. Well, Friday's poll question, all those employees of the Democrat, the Clark County Democrat Party, just walking off the job, quitting. Should they have done that? Or should they have stayed and fought the progressives and gotten them out of the party? 82% of those participating in the poll said yes. Fight for what you believe in. If you're a Democrat and you don't believe in the progressivism that is being shoved down Americans' throats, then push back. Because you are the ones who are destroying this country if you don't. Just like those who joined the Lincoln Project to get Biden elected, which is just driving me nuts, because here we have, you know, the total rhinos, Republican in name only, just because they hate Trump, they're globalists. Biden gets in there, rescinds basically anything that Trump put into place, even things that were fantastic, like lowering the cost of drugs for people, insulin, epinephrine, just rescinded everything. So now the border is in crisis. Guess who Pelosi is blaming the border crisis on? Yes, Trump. You know, I really want to say that this stuff is unbelievable, but it's not, because that's the way they work. The way I work is to bring you good information, things you're not going to hear other places, and yummy stuff and prizes. Karen from Minden, congratulations on picking up that yummy-filled bunny from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville, right there in the Raley's Shopping Center. Because we don't give away hollow stuff. We don't give you hollow news, and we don't give you hollow chocolate bunnies. That's a great metaphor for this show. No hollow stuff. Speaking of hollow stuff for our listeners in California, I hope you're ready, because next week the California Department of Education is going to vote on a new statewide ethnic studies curriculum that advocates for decolonization of American society. What's really cool is they're elevating Aztec religious symbolism. All in the service of a left-wing political ideology. You might want to study up on the Aztecs. You know, the sacrificing of people to their gods. Yeah. Might want to check into that. Eating their enemies, the cannibalism. Might want to check into that. I'm so disgusted with the things that I'm looking at in the news. I have to go to the phone lines and check in with you. Jean's on the line right now at 884-9910. Wants to dig into H.R. 1, the horrendous bill that the House put forward on, well, keeping voting here in this country basically an opportunity for fraud. Gene, what are you finding in the bill?
Well, for all of the listeners out there, I would implore them to go online or to their local Walmart, where you can buy it off the rack as the Epoch Times, which you've alluded to on the broadcast. But today, I'm seeing a comprehensive numerical list of all the things that are stuck into this bill, and this is nothing more than usurping our democracy away from us to ensure a rampant voter fraud and the rewarding of all the recipients of handouts in the COVID relief bill that they'll have some kind of pathway forward to be able to vote. You know, it's interesting here, under number 12, allowing felons to resume voting, it's my understanding that the COVID relief bill sent stimulus checks to prison inmates.
Yep.
So
illegals. Don't forget the illegals. Either way,
yeah,
criminals.
That's on number eight. It just says the bill shields non-citizens from prosecution if they are registered to vote automatically. Agencies wouldn't be required to keep records of those who declined to affirm citizenship on their voter registration form. So they're creating a scenario where they're going to firewall any investigation or any interrogation of the viability of whether non-citizens have voted. And I think that what really stands out is it prevents election officials from removing ineligible voters from registries or confirming the eligibility of their qualifications to vote. So they're firewalling our electoral system from any kind of freedom of information of any kind to look into the integrity of demographics that vote that probably shouldn't be voting, or whether they're deceased people, illegal immigrants, and apparently we've sent $1.8 billion to prison inmates and restoring their voting rights if they're felons. So it's pay to play with Democrats and all this, but the more ominous overriding message here is that Americans, their democracy is being usurped right under their noses by Pelosi and Schumer here on this bill. It is the most appalling thing.
And to be honest, Gene, the same thing with Governor Sisolak and all the Democrats on this side, because H.R. 1 is basically the House or the Assembly bill that was put through here, AB 4. So, you know, they're just going nationwide what the states that are controlled by Democrats are also doing, you know, trying to legitimize it. Which H.R. 1 is absolutely unconstitutional anyway, because only the states should decide on voting.
I get that part. I don't understand the part about allowing politicians to use campaign funds for personal use, like personal expenses and items such as child care and issues like that. So it's everything. It's just amazing to me the contrast between what I read and what I listen to now and what's disseminated through the mainstream media, that there's just so much with selective withholding of information from a dumbed down American public that they don't even realize what's happening right under their noses. And
okay, Gene, you got to help me out here. It's not the mainstream media anymore. It's the TPP, the propaganda press. Just came up with that this morning, and we're going to make that stick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what else I can add this morning other than implore readers to access the Epoch Times and read this comprehensive list. You'll find everything out that you need to know about H.R. 1. So you can contact Mrs. Rosen and Mrs. Masto, the U.S. Senate. I doubt that it'll do any good. I'm pretty sure that they're both quasi-communist, and they're going to be all in for this, but they need a groundswell of public opposition into their offices as soon as possible as this thing moves forward into the Senate, and call them out that we know, and let them know that you know what is happening with this, and call them out on this, because I did call Rosen's office on item number 8, ensures illegal immigrants can vote. And this is an item that prohibits the investigation of voter registration ballots where the recipient has declined to state their citizenship status. So their response to me was that, well, these people are being fast-tracked into citizenship anyway, so we're having preemptive registration for them since they're going to be fast-tracked and given amnesty.
That's what all of that bill is about, Gene. It's the same thing with the politicians using campaign dollars. Because they've been doing it all this time, they want to just put it into law that it's legal now. It doesn't matter that they've broken the law before. They want to make sure that it's legal going forward. Gene, I got to let you go. I got Lynn hanging on the line. Thank you so much for doing your research. And I wish more people would do as much research on these things that you do. Lynn wants to talk about COVID. Lynn, thanks for hanging on the line.
You bet. That was a wonderful what he was giving out there in that H.R. Mm-hmm. bill. I wanted to say that the doublespeak that they're giving us on the open borders while this COVID is going on, it was the safety of us all is the very reason, remember, why they shut everything down and asked us all to comply. And now they're asking us to ignore what's going on at the border and let all these people in to become citizens because we're compassionate and we're caring. Well, we believed them when they told us that our children were going to get a wonderful education. That didn't happen. We believed them when they told us that our government was working for us and not against us. We know that isn't happening. How can we possibly believe that this COVID manifesto virus shot is actually doing any good at all? I mean, they have no credibility. I'm reminded of the movie The Matrix, where everything in the computer system starts just descending and falling off of the screen. I feel like that's where they're putting us now. It's all falling apart. If we just look at it, if we see it for what it really is, my goodness, folks, get the blinkers off your eyes and wake up. And
Lynn,
and you are a wonderful voice, Monica.
Oh, thank you, Lynn.
And I
appreciate that. If you want to see another...
I just wish that more would see how genuine you are and truthful and in what you're trying to converse with others. I really wish more would listen.
I wish they would, too. You know, even not listen to me, Lynn, just, you know, don't take everything I say as fact. Go and find the information that I'm giving to people for themselves. Go read the articles. Go listen to the doctors. Watch the videos. Here's another one for you. I just got this text from a listener. And in a terrifying thriller, the movie Songbird, the COVID-23 virus has mutated and the world is in its fourth year of lockdown. Wow.
Read it's some of Tom Horn's books on transhumanism.
Yeah, it's like they've already given the script to Hollywood and we're just catching up. So, Lynn, thank you so much for the call. You have a wonderful day and have a wonderful day every day. I know you do. Thank you for listening and being so supportive as well. And you know what? That's all I ask is that you go to 991fmtalk.com. I've laid it out as so easily as I can for you right now. I break the information that I put out there into actually dates of shows. The podcasts are there. If you want to hear actual doctors that are practicing here in Nevada, if you want to actually hear in Northern Nevada, if you want to hear from actual scientists who are doing the research that are saying this is all bogus, it's all there in the podcasts, especially last Tuesday's podcast. That's probably the most important one I've done in a long time because I'm doing interviews with the doctors that were there that I could grab about COVID-19. But the most important one is the one with Dr. DeMuro, the former state health officer of Nevada. And when I ask him the question about should we be locked down, he's looked at the numbers statewide. He's broken down the counties. He's broken down the hospitals. And he says there, in his opinion, looking at the evidence, at the numbers, there is absolutely no reason whatsoever that we should be shut down. His words, not mine. So why are we shut down? So states can get stimulus money. So states can get billions of dollars, basically a payoff, and you foot the bill, so they can have more control. It's never been about a virus. It was about an election, and it was about control. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 991fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
All right, it's the Monica Jay Show. Here's where you make a difference. The second reading of SJR 8, the ERA bill, which has nothing to do with equal rights, is having its second reading today, and it might actually go to the whole Senate for a floor vote tomorrow. It could be tomorrow at 11 a.m. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Maybe you put some pressure on them. Call every senator out there. Email every senator and tell them to vote no on SJR 8. This has nothing to do with equal rights for women. Actually, it hurts women. It hurts religious organizations, faith-based schools, colleges. It harms medical rights, taxpayer-funded abortions. I mean, come on. Step up. Start doing the work. Don't let other people have to do it all. Make the phone calls. James Settlemyer, Heidi Ganser, which, by the way, she voted to take it out of committee. She voted yes on it. Let's see how she votes. That's going to be very interesting. Ben Kieckheffer, Scott Hammond, Keith Pickard, Joe Hardy. Call them and make sure that they vote no on SJR 8. Make your voice heard. It's always heard here on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Mwah. Love you and bless you for all you do.